Okay. Hello, Serve Team, and everybody listening. We're fired up. Just came off of a Miracle Sunday that was incredible. I don't know about you, but my heart is full of faith. And even if you didn't see your miracle, I want to encourage you to continue to believe and continue to pray. And God does hear you, and He will answer you. He is faithful. I don't always understand His timing, but I do know this. His timing is best, and He knows what is best for every single one of us. I also want to say, hey, let's keep praying for our pastors, too. We are under phenomenal leaders, okay? And with that, we actually have a duty that's biblical to pray for our leaders. So let's keep lifting them up. That's one of the greatest things that we can do is say, God, would you continue to cover our leaders? Will you continue to strengthen them? Would you give them more faith? Would you give them wisdom as they lead your church? And another great thing, just so we all know, have open hands. What do you need? What do you need? Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Being available is important in this season. And we love you, pastors. We have your back. There's no one like you. But today, they asked me to share on taking new ground. This is the mindset that helps and hurts when moving forward. What helps and hurts when moving forward. This story just popped in my brain, so I don't know where I'm going with it. But my daughter just was asked to go to homecoming with this child of God kid. And to be honest, I wasn't ready. I was not ready at all. I honestly didn't even know how to respond. I think I just looked at her crazy, and she said I have a look that I give whenever I'm kind of in disagreement, you know, with her. And so she was, because of this, I haven't really known, I don't know what to say. You know, this is brand new territory here for me as a parent. And I'm, just so you know, I love her, and I know it has to happen. But my heart is not there yet at all. My heart is like, no, man, this guy's a... This guy, I don't know this guy, okay? I don't know this guy. He's a child of God, but I don't know him. So the other day Mia comes up to me, or no, she's afraid to come up to me to tell me that he wants to meet me, because that's been my thing. It's like, I don't even know this guy. He hasn't even come and met me. What church does he go to? I don't know. Who is this? And anyways, Casey and her talked, and then she came up and she told me, and he showed up to the house on Saturday for the first time. And I think, Casey, did I really even say anything to him? I just think I mean mugged him the whole time behind the table. I was a little bit like, I don't know, it's a brand new, it's just new territory. And I guess where I'm going with this is I didn't prepare my heart and mind for this, even though I knew it was coming. And I kind of feel that right now in this season. It's like we're moving. We're going into these new buildings. But is our heart and mind really prepared for what is about to come? So there's a few things. These are things that I learned over the years. These are new things that actually that Pastor Earl and Anika have taught us. But the first thing I will never, this is actually one of the first things Pastor Earl taught me. We were sitting at Starbucks, and we were a church of 17 people in the living room. And he goes, Ben, all of God's promises are yes. All of his promises are yes. And because this church is his promise, our response is yes and amen. Yes and amen. So going into this, this is our heart and posture. Our heart is yes and amen. It may not make sense to us. We may be really busy. We may think we know better or have a better way. But whatever is being asked of us, yep, I'm with you. Yep, I'm with you. 1 Corinthians 1:20 says what I just said. For all of God's promises have been fulfilled in Christ with a resounding yes. And through Christ, ours is amen. Ascends to God for his glory. So our response, yes. Now, there is a healthy way of saying no. Yeah. Because what we don't want you to do is 25 things come at you and you're like, yes, 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 yes. And then you're on the side of the road smoking crack, broke down, and not able to give anything, all right? There's a healthy way of saying, hey, I actually have 5 other things that you have given me. Which one do you want me to do in this season? You just reminded me or your leader or pastor, whoever it is, oh, I've already given him 5 things. I felt that you were still with me. Y'all following me here? It didn't feel like, because sometimes you get like, no, I can't do that. I don't want to do that. And you know, just like, what is, I don't feel like you're with me right now. But in that, I feel like, oh yeah, you're with me. You just reminded me of everything that is going on in your life. Let me find somebody else. Or here's another level of leadership. Let me find someone who can do this for you. Right now, I got this going on, this going on. Hey, I got some leaders I think can step up and knock this out. So, yes and amen. There's a right way to say no, okay? Then another thing is make your mind up now. Don't wait. Don't wait until you get into the promised land, okay? If Israel wouldn't have been prepared, if they wouldn't have taken 3 days to pray and taken 3 days to fast, and if Joshua would have waited to be encouraged by God on the day that they saw the big walls, I don't know if the outcome would have been the same. But instead, there was preparation that had on the other side before they entered into the promised land. So for us, for me, I know personally, my prayers are, Lord, would you seal this in my heart right now? No matter how hard it gets, no matter what comes at me, I'm not going anywhere. This is where I'm called. This is where I'm supposed to be. This is your promise. So therefore, Lord, seal it in my heart. Father, give me strength now, Lord. I pray that everything that comes against me would not prosper. You know, start saying those things over yourself right now, because there's going to be obstacles that come whenever we enter this. It's not just going to be, oh, a couch is set in place for me to kick back and sit down and kick up my feet. Nope. There's going to be opposition because the enemy does not want us to be there at all. So therefore, I'm preparing now. I'm preparing now. Make up your mind now. You're not going anywhere. You are called for this moment. Here's a good one. Here's a good one. It will be packaged differently. It will be packaged differently. One of the things that when you think about the Israelites, whenever they were going through the desert, they continually looked back at what was done before. They looked back at how all the things were provided for them. Even Moses really struggled with this. They needed water. God told him, strike the rock. He strikes it. They needed water later on. God tells him, no, I want you to speak. But Moses said, I got it before. By striking it, I'm just going to strike it. It was packaged differently. The promise still came about, but it looked differently. And I think sometimes as Christians, we always look at it for it to be packaged the exact same way. But whenever I read the Bible, I don't feel that God does it that way. I feel like every journey he takes people on is always different. It always looks different. And I think the reason why he does that is because he doesn't want it to feel natural. He wants to see that there is faith in this. He wants to see that my hand is on this. He wants us to grow our faith so that we can believe in the unnatural. Does that make sense? Y'all follow me? Y'all follow me here? So, yes, it's good to look back at all the faithfulness. Look back at, man, he took us from a living room to a nursing home to an Angelica Theater to Town North to Antigua to Bishop Arts, to North Campus, to Guatemala, to San Antonio, to a new building in Frisco, to a new building here in Dallas. Yeah, look at all the people that have given their life. Yeah, look back at all of his faithfulness. But don't expect that the miracle comes in the same exact package. Instead, our hearts are, Lord, however you want to do it. My arms are just open. Just use me any way you want to use me. Do it any way you want to do it. Y'all with me?
Yes.
Okay, here's a good one. We are building for expansion, not comfort. Here's a mindset going in, okay? God is calling us to be good kings and queens. When you think about a good kings and queens, what's on their mind is the people, the kingdom. What is good for the people? What is good for the kingdom? I want to expand the kingdom. But I think sometimes, and I think it's just a human nature, is we're always fighting for, well, when I get over here, maybe it'll be a little bit easier. We're not fighting for comfort. As a matter of fact, when we go into this home, if our mindset is, oh, we're done, that is the wrong mindset. Because until Jesus comes back here on earth, until every single person has come to know him, our job isn't done. So two years from now, we might be thinking, hey, we got to move. We've got 80,000 more people that we've got to reach that have been coming in the door. So our mindset isn't, oh, let me fight for comfort. It's going to be a little bit easier. And trust me, my mind has even gone there because we're not going to do setup and tear down anymore up north. I'm like, oh my goodness, this is going to be so good. It's going to be so comfortable. But then I'm like, no, it's not. I showed up the other day and I was like, how does toilet paper get in the, and who, how, what are the workers using right now? I don't know how toilet paper gets in the building. So there's all the, I'm not fighting for that comfort. I'm fighting like, how do we make this better? How do we expand this kingdom? How do we keep growing, keep growing, keep growing? So we're not done. We're not done. We're not done. Another one. Pastor Earl just kind of mentioned this a little bit, but I would say pace but push. Pace but push. This is not a sprint. This is a long-distance run. If you treat a long-distance run as a sprint, 5 minutes from now, you'll be on the side of the road, tired. Instead, long distance is, I got to pace myself. But at the same time, I'm trying to win, so I can't go too slow. So there is a push. There is a push. You do want to feel it a little bit. And when you feel it, it's just like working out. You'll find that your capacity starts to grow. So it's a pace. We're going. But I'm pushing at the same time. Does that make sense? Here's another mindset when you move into new territory is someone else will do it. Someone else will do it. There's a lot of people around. There's a lot of staff people around. And we could be tempted to think, oh, let me pass that up. Someone else will get that. But instead, our heart is, I got it. I'm going to jump in. Whatever is needed to make sure that this church flourishes and gives glory to God, count me in. Count me in right now. Count me in. As hard as it may be on myself right now to jump in and do this, nope, I'm going to jump in and do this. And you know who sees it? God. If no one else sees it, God sees it. And man, I'm telling you, this is not the reason why I do things. But every time I feel like I have stepped into things where I'm like, man, can somebody else do this? Like, I'm going to do it. I feel like some way God has turned it around and rewarded me in a way. I don't do it for the reward. I just do it because to bring him glory. But I feel like he's such a good father that he's like, I see you. I got you. I see how hard you were working the other day. And I'm going to reward you in a way that you don't even know that's coming. And I've seen his faithfulness so many times. Here's another one. I think this is my last. Oh no, I got two more. This is a big one that I've been hearing a lot lately, and it is. I've been praying about it, and I'm like, what's going on with this? It's not my season. And I'm still a little bit confused by it. What I hear is, it's not my season to serve. It's not my season to take new ground. It's not my season to step into this new territory, step into this new thing that God is doing. So, God, I'm going to put you on the back burner. I'm going to set you to the side. And I'm like, why isn't TV or PlayStation or hanging out with doing concert, whatever? I'm not saying those are bad things, but why are those priority over God? Why is the first thing that we decide to put down is working for his kingdom? That is like the first thing that we're like, nah, it's not my season. I need to step back. And I'm like, no, prioritize your life. God is first. Again, we're not asking you to go all crazy and be burnt out on the side of the road. But we are saying, God, I put you first. Whatever you want, I'm your man. I'm your woman. Let's go. Let's do it. You are first in my life, not second, not third, not fourth. So I don't quite understand that. I'm still praying. As a matter of fact, Jesus had a response to this. In Luke 9, 59 through 62, it says, Jesus is speaking. He says, to another, he said, follow me. But the man said, Lord, let me first go bury my father. And Jesus said to him, leave the dead to bury their own dead. But as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God. Yet another man came up to Jesus and said, I will follow you, Lord. But let me first say farewell to those at my home. Jesus said to him, no one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. Wow. This is Jesus' words here. You know, they were trying to do this. It's not my season. It's not my season. Let me go do that. And Jesus is like, no, put your hand to the plow. Let's keep moving forward. You know, everything else, we'll figure this thing out. They'll figure it out. But for us, we're building a kingdom here. We're stepping into new things. We're stepping into new territory. It's not my season. That's not going to work as we move into new territory. And then here's another one. This is a lie from the pits of hell. I'm not needed. We all know this. Hopefully all the serve team knows this. But there's more campuses to plant. There's more campuses to plant. There's more people to reach. There's more things that God is saying, hey, I want you to do. And you know what we believe? We believe God has brought you here to be a piece of that puzzle. So if your mindset or if you're listening to the lies of, oh, they got it, they don't need me. I see plenty of hosts, so they don't really need me on the host team. Don't listen to that lie, because what the enemy is doing is the same tactic he was using back in the garden. Did God really say that? Is that true? Is that true? That is not what God is saying at all. Instead, God is saying, no, I brought you here so that you could be a builder of this house. So, yes, we need you. Yeah, your role might be small. I think I've told everybody this, but I remember my very first role at Shoreline Austin was, it was kind of silly, but they gave me a little table in a corner. I think because they didn't trust me at the moment, all right? They gave me a little corner of the table, and they said, we just want you to put name tags. It took me 5 minutes to set up the name tags, all right? That was my whole serving opportunity. But man, I was like, this is my table right here. This table is going to be sharp. This table is going to be clean. No one even came to my table, but my table is going to be set up and ready to go. I felt like in that moment, I could have said, they don't really need me. This is silly. This isn't, no one even comes over here. Maybe the one person came over here. But instead, God was showing me a faithfulness. I just need you to be faithful. What is put in your hand right now in this moment. It may not be big right now. It may not be what you dreamed, but God is doing something on the background in you. And if you could stay and be faithful and continue to build, God will promote you when it's time for you to be promoted. So don't listen to that lie at all. But we are in a season of taking new ground. We got two new campuses, so we are going to tear this thing up. There's nobody else we would want to run with, so thank you for all your blood, sweat, and tears, all your prayers, and everything that you have already poured into this. Love you all so much. God bless. Woo!